News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is a Saturday, and here we are talking history.
That's right.
You know, yesterday is already history.
That's right. 2 minutes ago, it's history.
And that's just the way that goes. But here we are talking about El Paso history. Some people want to know why we do this.
And Why do we do this?
Well, it's interesting stuff. Frankly, and a lot of people don't know it. They're not taught in their school. So when you get a chance, people tune into this and say, what's going on? So today's no different. We're going to talk about all kinds of El Paso history right here on KTSM AM 690.
That's right.
And as usual, on every Saturday morning, we do that. And we say Texas history begins in El Paso, which it does. Mm-hmm. And people can find us streaming live on the internet. And how do they do that?
Well, they can go to... Sorry, spilling my coffee.
Don't do that.
I know. Don't want to do that. No, you can find us at ktsmradio.com, and you can listen to us live via the internet there, or you can download the iHeartRadio link and take us with you on your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer, anywhere you go in the world now. Maybe even to Mars as they're getting closer to going back into space to
explore. I don't think the internet goes to Mars, but then how would we know?
Hey,
we would have no idea.
It's out in space.
Somewhere out
there. You know, there's aliens listening to us. We've got to have aliens that are going to land someday, and they're going to go, we know more about your history than you locals
There's a bunch of them that live here in El Paso. I've met several.
Not that kind.
yes, they are. All right. Got some trivia things going on here. Second hour, we're going to do a number on somebody.
Check that
out. It's ghost season.
Ooh. Yes, we've got the ghost stories of El Paso, and we're going to be giving away all four volumes.
To one question. All four ghost stories of El Paso on one question.
Yes, so you're going to have to listen.
Or Pepe's. I mean, you don't get four Pepe's, but you could get four
DVDs
at once.
And these are really good because they do cover a lot of really cool history of all over El Paso.
Well, people say, why are you doing ghosts? And I say, well, when you run out of a textbook on history, who are you going to ask? And that's how we got here.
Well,
I started asking ghosts what they were thinking, and like I got some answers like, okay.
Well, and the ghost stories, when you do the ghost stories, there's usually always some history behind it. It's a combination of both.
Especially in El Paso.
Oh, my gosh.
Ghosts are everywhere. History's everywhere, it goes.
We have the most historic ghosts.
And also the Pepe's. Let's do Pepe's restaurant today.
Yes.
Hey, Pepe, we're coming to get you. We're coming to get your food.
We're coming to trick or treat, yes.
Well, we'll just take the treats, please.
Oh, okay.
Because I already know the man's tricks. I don't want those. But we will have a special today. We'll ask our guest to pick that. And speaking of our guest, we have a bright young lady in here this morning who knows all about El Paso history.
She's been
walking through history for a long time.
Yeah, she hangs out
even though
with
she's
good
only
people.
17.
I know.
Her name is Patricia Kidney. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome here.
This is wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And also the idea would be to talk about Concordia heritage. And since you have been doing El Paso history as you have for some time, like I say, since you were 17.
Oh, yes.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so now you've got a lot going on about what you know. And it's not all just Concordia, but it's Concordia related, from what I understand.
I think so. Everything I learn about Concordia, then I can backtrack it out and tie it to some facts and get the backstory. As you know, we've got over 65,000 people buried at Concordia. Every one of those people have a story to tell. And then, I don't know the stories of all of them, but as I get into it, it opens up all these doors. And I'm a very inquisitive person. Why, where, how did it happen? What was going on?
And
I love it.
And you also happen to be one of those reenactor types called Six Guns and Shady Lady.
Yes.
Did you? You don't do Facebook a lot, but we put your picture on Facebook. Did you see it this week?
No, I don't do Facebook at all.
I'm gonna have to show you your picture on Facebook because we put three of your pictures.
Oh my goodness!
Not just one.
Mm-hmm. It's not the one from the post office either.
Uh-oh.
Oh no! Uh-oh. One of them should be in a post office because you're wielding a weapon.
Oh, yes. There's some I don't let my grandchildren see.
Oh,
I'm sure they've seen some.
That first one now.
Big trouble, Patricia Kidney.
That's right.
Well, the idea of El Paso in history, a lot of people do focus on the cemeteries. And one of the more active cemeteries for old El Paso people, if you want to call it active, is Concordia. Now, there's another couple of cemeteries that have a lot of people, but no one has taken the time to reenact their history out of those places. Like you guys have, and Melissa Sargent sitting here is another one of those reenactor type. Bernie's here.
Yeah.
Bernie's a reenactor type. He's a call screener today, of all things. And the group of you seem to still be getting together and doing these things. Why do you people do that?
Well, because our history of El Paso is a pretty cool history. There's a lot of stuff to redo, and it's exciting history to tell. And when you see the people's reaction and they come up to you and they go, my God, I've lived here all my life and I didn't know this history happened here. Or they actually come up and tell us stories that their family was involved with this history. And then they share their stories. And so it's really interesting because you get people interested. It's like the history moments. You get them interested in history, and you get them started to where you get people started interested in looking in their own family history or looking back into the history.
Well, this radio show turns out to be pretty much El Paso History 101 because nobody gets taught their history in the schools.
Exactly.
Unless they went to either private schooling or homeschooling, and then it's a matter of individuals, and it's not that many people as a rule. But the EPISD, the larger school districts, do not teach El Paso history, which is really a shame. So pull up a chair here. Let's hear about Concordia 101. I mean, Rancho Concordia started, and that's how this place got going in the middle. And then they put a spaghetti bowl all around it.
They certainly did.
So you can't miss it. When you're going to traverse El Paso, you will go by Concordia Cemetery sooner or later.
That's true.
Tell us about old Rancho, 1840s?
Well, 1840, you know, there was this fellow from Missouri, and he was involved in the freighting business from Missouri down to Chihuahua, and they came along the Santa Fe Trail. So the Santa Fe Trail eventually came through El Paso, crossed the river, went on into Chihuahua. And as he was going back and forth, he met people along the way, and he met this beautiful young lady over in the Casas Grandes area, by the name of Juana Maria Escarati.
Oh, he met her over there.
Over there, yes, yes. And
but her family was from here.
They had ranching interest and mining interest in Mexico. Okay. They started out there, and then they all came into El Paso too.
Interesting. So that started
the courtship, and then as part of the dowry, he received that when he married into the family, and of course the old Escarati Lake is part of that family. So you have that connection when you start talking about history. Well, then you know, you learn about how did the Stevensons get started, the Rancho Concordia, and then suddenly you hear a Scottity Lake.
Okay, that was a land grant.
And this was all part of a big land grant.
Spanish land grant.
What did that mean exactly?
I think they were from Spain originally, and to come over and settle this new land, they were given incentives. And I believe once they accomplished the mission that they were given, then this land grant was given to them by Spain for their participation in opening up the land.
So the Escarati family.
The Escarati family,
got
yes.
this land grant.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's really interesting because a lot of, also part of the land grant was, yes, you will do all this work out of your own pocket. You'll do all, and we'll give you this land, but you will also give us a certain percentage of what you get on that land back to us to have the privilege of owning this land under the Spanish grant.
And you received protection from the Spanish government. You know, you weren't just out here by yourself.
So
you
it could work
Presidios.
Out.
Yeah, it was a wonderful way. Spain had a wonderful way of doing this.
You had no choice.
Yeah.
Well, once you agreed to it, I mean, you didn't have to leave Spain, I don't guess.
Yeah.
But
so anyways, so these people did this, and then they established this little community of Concordia, or Stevensonville, and it was just a little settlement.
Because of where he was from, Concordia, the name.
We hear different stories, but that's the commonly known. I hear things mentioned. Concordia, Missouri, a little settlement. Yeah. It's not a big thing.
Yeah. So it's not settled where Concordia's name came from.
They thought that he was from Concordia, Missouri, but actually he left There was no Concordia when he was born and when he left that area. So it's a mixture. But I mean, there's Concordia, Mexico. Now, could have come from, there's a Rancho, Alto Rancho.
Really?
Concordia,
okay.
Mexico. Did it come from there? So this now you've got
suddenly
this whole,
with, as we were talking earlier, with the internet, suddenly you have access to all these other possibilities.
Okay.
I was just reading the diaries of women who crossed from the Midwest into California, going on the Oregon Trail, and as one of the ladies passed by Concordia, Missouri, but she just mentions it in her diary, and this was back in the 1850s or 60s that she was doing this trek. So, and I'm thinking, oh, there's a connection, but I haven't gone back and
if
followed.
If Graves
it.
Could talk, we'd know.
Yes, yes. So anyway, so then they started this little rancho, this big rancho, and as they started it, then there were people who wanted to settle around the area where they were because of the protection from the bandits and the Indians. So they all kind of glummed on to this area where the ranch was, and it grew into a little settlement.
And the ranch workers, because it was a fairly good-sized ranch.
1840s.
Right. 1840s.
Oh, boy. So you hadn't had the it was still Mexico.
No.
No, that was 1825.
No, it was on the north side of the river.
So by then it had become
Texas. Never it was never considered a Mexican residence. It was from the time it started in the 1840s.
Okay, but New Spain was all of this at one point, and Mexico was a lot of this at one point.
Well, it was territory.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
And then after the Spanish-American Wars, when they drew the
Mexican War.
Yeah, the Mexican War
of 1848.
Spanish-American.
Yeah, the 18, yes.
Yeah, my nuts today.
So it was in question who owned it, who governed it, basically, at one point there.
No, at that time, I believe.
By the time he settled it, it was American.
It was Texas?
It was Texas.
Okay,
It was American.
All right, so we got that figured out.
Yes. But it became the stopping place for travelers because she was a gracious hostess, had elaborate parties. She was similar to the McGoffin family in having people stay at their places.
Juana
was, yes. So she was a very gracious hostess. She was one who cared for everybody coming around. Very, very nice, sweet lady. We refer to her as the First Lady of Concordia.
Where was their house?
It was around we think it was close to the area by where Lincoln's school is.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the stockyard area, the old stockyard areas over there. It did not, and it could have been as close, near 40s. It was in Mexican Elder restaurant.
Okay.
It was all in that,
some of that
general
vicinity,
area. But we think it, as close as we can, we think it was right there by the Lincoln School because the chapel was right there too. And they were right next to the chapel.
Plus, they brought the first Catholic church to the area, which was Alto. Alto,
I always have to.
I know. I always do that. Was it Alto Concordia? Concordia?
No, San Jose.
San Jose. Alto Concordia.
De Concordia. We're going to get it in a minute.
I know. We'll remember it.
It's one of those things that always makes my tongue twist.
The
around.
Other thing that's fascinating to realize is that where the edge of Concordia was basically on the mesa, and then it dropped off from there toward the river.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was the road to Waco Tanks. The Butterfield Trail went right by there, did it not?
Yes, it did. If we can back up a minute, I actually have it. San Jose de Concordia, El Alto.
There we go.
So it was a little higher.
San Jose de Concordia, El Alto. No. A-L-T-O.
Why it
was the name of the chapel.
Yeah, whether it was referenced to being higher Mexico, than what is in that sense, I don't know why it was referenced to that.
A lot of old history here in El Paso.
Absolutely.
It was interesting because actually the other religions that were here first were Methodist and Baptist and such. So it wasn't really, the Catholic came along later, which Juana brought and put together.
Well, I tell you what, we need to take a break here and come on up here on a trivia. Patricia Kidney is in the house. We're talking about all kinds of things about the history of Concordia.
Yes.
And it just basically, we got started because you have a lot to talk about.
That's right.
The Civil War happened there. You have lawmen, religion. You have medical people connected to it.
That's right.
What are your other talking points here today? Outlaw connections, Chinese, military, Mexican Revolution, the Mormons,
Buffalo Soldiers,
Texas Rangers, city leaders, businessmen and women, on and on and on. And so are you ready for some trivia?
Yes, I am.
We're going to give away the second hour, we're going to give away all four ghost videos on one question.
That's right. But right now.
But the first hour.
The first hour is a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's New Mexican Food up in Caño Tío or.
Or a DVD.
Or El Paso Gold DVD. Of
we got a
we
bunch
have
of those.
A gazillion. We have the Mexican Revolution and we have Women's Club of El Paso.
That's actually a good video.
It is. It's actually, we were over there, just had the fundraiser, which was a great event. Legends of El Paso's Mountains, Rosa Guerrero's birthday.
Rosa Guerrero only turned 80 once, so there's only one video.
Yeah, I know. Well, she might do it again when she gets to 180. You have the transportation, which is a really good one also. You have the smelter, Celebration of Our Cultures, McGoffin Home, which they've got a new director now.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah.
We'll get them in here at some point in the near future.
Sounds like he's a really nice guy, too. And Gunfights of the Old West, which you'll get to see some of those gunfights at Concordia Cemetery next weekend.
Going to reenact some of those things.
That's right. They're going to kill some more people, and it's really close because then they can just throw them in the dirt right there.
But who gets to dig the hole? I mean, you got to work on that.
You know, we might find some kids that are,
So, all right, we got to do this now. You ready for this? And people call us up and they get this stuff?
They call us up and
they have these questions to answer.
Of course. Concordia Cemetery was originally a ranch in a small community before it became a cemetery. What was the name of that ranch or community? And we've had a few names thrown out there. So
you'll take one of them?
We'll take one of the names so you can, kind of fudge on that one.
One of the several.
Right. And then the second question. What couple owned Rancho Concordia?
So I think I know this.
Yes, I think you know, but you cannot call in.
No, I won't do that. The phone is already ringing, but we haven't given out the phone number. You ready for the phone number?
Oh, let's give the phone number. 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Almost two centuries ago, Lieutenant W.H. Emory, guided by the legendary Kit Carson, led his army through the Black Range Mountains. Emory Pass is named for him. And just over a century ago, this was the summer lands of the Chiricahua Warm Springs Apache. Magnificent scenery highlights the curvy drive through the Black Range and over the 8,200-foot Emory Pass. Now, we're not an army, and we're not a tribe in the traditional sense of the word. We're just a group of hogs, riding our iron horses this Sunday to a place magazines have written up as one of the greatest climbs in the country. Along the way, our trip will include great views of the Hurley Open Pit Mine and the Kneeling Nun Rock Formation. But the best view of all will be that of you and your friends riding across vistas that have been millions of years in the making. Your adventure can be as much a part of history as Kit Carson or Geronimo. Saddle up at Barnett Harley-Davidson. Take a quick look at BarnettHarley.com because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Message and data rates may apply.
What I'm going to tell you in the next 60 seconds could change your life. A college degree is more than a piece of paper or entry on your resume. A degree is an all-access pass to your future and a daily reminder of what you can accomplish. If you're thinking about going back to school but can't disrupt your life, consider Arizona State University. ASU Online offers the same high-quality education, world-renowned faculty, dedicated student support, and exceptional learning resources, all 100% online. You'll earn the same respected ASU degree as on-campus students and access a global network of over 400,000 alumni. Learn why ASU is ranked top 5 nationally for producing the best qualified graduates. Text COURSE to 37913. ASU Online offers over 150 degrees online, from education to healthcare, engineering, and more. Learn more about ASU Online. Text COURSE to 37913. That's COURSE to 37913.
In the face of tragedy, the world comes together. Hi, I'm Enrique Santos, and tonight, iHeartRadio presents One Voice, Somos Live, a live televised concert to raise money for the families impacted by the recent natural disasters in Puerto Rico, Mexico, and the Caribbean, with Bruno Mars,
Rocky for you, that's what I like.
Jennifer Lopez, Chris Martin from Coldplay,
sky for stuff.
DJ Khaled, Demi Lovato, Maroon 5, The Chainsmokers, Jamie Foxx, and many more.
Open your free iHeartRadio app and search Somos at 8 p.m. Eastern to listen live. Donate whatever you can now to SomosUnivos.com.
Junior Women's Club of El Paso's 27th Annual Spooktacular takes over the El Paso County Coliseum Saturday, October 14th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. featuring a costume contest, prizes, a haunted house, games, pumpkin decorating, live entertainment, crafts, activities, admission just $5 for adults, $4 for children, free for ages 2 and under. For more information, go to jwcelpaso.org or call 274-1141. Spooktacular, Saturday, October 14th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the El Paso County Coliseum.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Okay, we're going to go to Pepe's for lunch today. Our guest today is Patricia Kidney, and you are now about to pick an Oñate special, are you not?
Ooh.
What do you got?
I am going to pick the Chicken Flautas Grande.
Grande Flautas. Ooh. By Chicken.
Mm. Great.
Okay, that's
a
good thing.
Wings?
Which means that they're $6 today compared to whatever's on the menu. That's what it is.
Right.
The Oñate special is the Chicken Flautas Grande. Okay, that'll be today. I may actually go get that. Kay's on hold here. Stay there for a second, Kay. We got some things to talk about. Specifically, that our DVDs are now running on KRWG Channel 22 every Sunday night at 10:30. Tomorrow night, October 15, Ghost Stories of El Paso Volume 3. And this is the first time psychic Diana Calamine and her crew of ghost trackers capture an image of spirits as they begin to take on human form. We do have, indeed, a picture of spirits.
Ooh.
It's on the cover of that thing. You want to take look at it. Also, there she talks to spirits. Spirits talk back. And she cracks a famous, tries to crack a famous, I think she did. Trouble is, we can't announce the winner of the Missing Patterson's case because it's in a private home.
Oh, yes.
And I know
the owners.
We're not going to mess with those people. So as it goes, she and her team visit a local theater. They're having trouble with spirits. We help them figure out what's going on there. And then there's over at Keystone, went and found a shaman.
Yes.
That was an interesting evening.
Asasani.
Yes, indeed. I remember
Asasani. Somebody shaking their head at me.
There's various shamans that hang around Diana, but they were named ghost trackers by El Paso Times reporter Ramon Renteria at the time, and that was kind of bizarre stuff. So that's the video running tomorrow night on KRWG at 10:30 for free. Check that out, or go buy one. I mean, Or wait till the second hour, and we'll give it to you.
That's right.
What do you got?
Every Halloween, you can look at it. Okay, I've got El Paso Corral of Westerners International number 26 will meet Friday, October 20th at the Country Inn and Suites over there at 99 Sunland Park Drive. And their program is Historic Isleta, People and Places. And this is going to be presented by Joseph Longo. And the program and meal cost is only $20, and it's worth every penny of it. So if you're interested in going, you can RSVP to 759-9538. And please get that done by Monday, October 16th. And then Club Friendship is going to meet Tuesday, October 24th at St. Paul's Methodist Church at 11:30 a.m. And what's kind of cool about this program this month is that they're going to have Lady Flow, El Paso's royalty, and it's going to be presented by Patricia Wickham. She does a great job about Lady Flow, who is buried in Concordia Cemetery.
Right.
She's one of our wonderful residents. And will Patricia be there this year?
Yes. Ah. Yes, she will.
She's going to be at the Walk Through History, and she talks a wonderful history on Lady Flow, who was actually a black lady that was buried in Concordia Cemetery. And their program meal cost is only $10. And also, after you go to Concordia, you can go out next Saturday on the 21st. You can also go out to Waco Tanks, which they're having their annual interpretive fair. This is the 23rd year. And on Saturday and Sunday, on Saturday it's 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So after you get done at Concordia, you can head on out there for the evening. They have some great events going on out there. Sunday it's from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then also that same 21st, if you want to go out early in the morning, you can do some birding at 7:30 a.m. And Waco Tanks, I found out, I'm always going, it's way out off of Montana.
About 30 miles from here.
It's 37.9 miles from downtown El Paso. People are always asking me. But you can give them a call at 857-1135 for more information.
A lot going on in El Paso. This is a very busy day today all over the place. next weekend, the following weekend.
What's the best
and
time
also
of year?
Also, just congratulations to Adair Margo and the Tom Lee Institute.
Oh, yeah.
Front page of the Times. But what she's done is created the Tom Lee Trail across Texas and part of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous stuff. Go to tomlee.com for details on what they're up to. And they got stuff going on like crazy. We'll give you some more details in a minute.
She is dogged when it comes to Tom Lee. I'll give her that.
Oh, it's amazing.
Great job on that.
All right, 544-5876. We do have a line open still for the trivia. We've got one caller named Kay. Kay's on the radio. Good morning, Kay.
Kay?
Well, what happened to Sergio? We need Sergio to punch Kay on the air there.
Yep.
Go, Bernie, if you don't mind, go find Sergio for a minute. Kay, if you're there, hold on. We will get you, on the radio here. But the idea of today is also talking about Concordia Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to put okay on the radio. We got her now, Sergio? 3, 2, 1, okay. Good morning, Kay. Try it again, Kay. Oh, it's my turn.
Yep.
Try it again, Kay.
Kay?
Good morning.
There you are.
That's a lot of work, Kay. Sorry about that. But we got you now, finally. Thank you for holding on.
I want to thank you all for your program and for all the information that you have and representing El Paso in such a wonderful, positive way.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much. Not all the history is positive, but we do try to tell it to you anyway. Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of death and destruction that went on that made up Concordia Cemetery. However,
history's not always pretty.
That's history.
I mean, that's how the people got there. But on the other hand, it's amazing history. Thank you for watching what we do and understanding. Now, are you a local El Pasoan?
Oh, second generation native, never left.
Okay,
oh my gosh.
What schools did you attend?
Burgess, UTEP, Ross Middle School.
Okay. Did you ever get taught in any of those places El Paso history?
No, we were taught about Romania and all these places that at the time meant really nothing to me.
What about the Alamo? We heard all about the Alamo and the Battle of San Jacinto.
Oh, yeah. Always the Alamo. But in my family, we were very conscious, so we went to the missions before, you know, the missions are what they are now. At one time, the Popular held a contest for, it was called Thanks for the Memories, and it was, you had to write about the plaza.
Oh.
And my mother won first place, and when they came out where they were going to redo the plaza, and finally when everything was done, part of the website, my mother's short story about the plaza, was online.
Oh,
and
how cool.
Yeah, and she recounted a lot of things. See, my grandparents met at the plaza. That's how they met.
Oh, so, how neat.
Talk about history. Wow.
That's fun.
So they knew Chick the policeman, and the reason he was called Chick is because when he went up to children, he went beep, 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 beep.
That's more history than I bargained for, frankly. But there's a lot of history here. There's just something I hadn't heard yet. But the thing, Kay, though, well, my point is that El Paso history is really fascinating and interesting.
Oh,
And we don't know that here. I grew up, I was 45 years old before I figured out what the Mission Trail was.
No, growing up in later years and everything, I get so tired of people saying, there's nothing to do here. And I would always tell them, you know, I've been here all my life and I've never run out of things to do.
Yeah.
And just like you said before I was on, look at all this just happening just this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's such a great time of year to do it,
Well,
too.
If you're talking about natural history, we've got geology that pretty much puts down everybody else around that you can think of. Because if you really go back to, like, what is Crystal Ray made out of? What is the Franklin's formed out of? Billion-year-old rocks and the A on the mountain. I mean, there's just stuff going on everywhere when you stop and think about it. Then there's these humans and what all these humans have done, you know, and Concordia is a biggie. All right, we've got trivia on the brain here. You can probably get these because you were listening.
Okay. Let me ask you the question again. Concordia Cemetery was originally a ranch and a small community before it was a cemetery. What was the name or one of the names that the ranch or community was called?
Stephenville.
There you go. Oh, she took the hard one.
Stevensonville.
Stevensonville.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I did the same thing. Don't feel bad.
It is what it is.
Yes.
And that's the guy's name, but also the other names that you have.
Do you know some of the other names by any chance?
No, do you? I mean,
I'm asking her.
Okay.
I'm making her work.
Oh, no, I just knew that. I don't know the other names.
Okay.
What was Rancho Concordia?
It was Rancho Concordia or Concordia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just by.
And actually, it was bigger than El Paso itself at one time. It was a bigger community in that sense.
And now we're finding out that we really don't know where the name Concordia came
from. Well, yeah, and it's still a pretty big community out there. Of course, everybody's pretty much dead, but I mean, with over 65,000 people.
Well, except for Patricia. She goes out there and is alive. You work every weekend out there,
yeah,
don't
she's,
you?
Yeah, I'm out there every Wednesday
morning and Saturday
with
morning.
With all of her friends.
Yes. Yes, and I like them because they don't talk back.
But that's one reason the place is kept up nicely and has a functioning look to it.
She's why there's all the ghosts running around out there.
Are you a ghost attractor? Is that it?
Yeah, I think I am.
Well, good
I
for
think
you.
I am.
Well, like, Kay, you got yourself a prize here. And is that going to be a DVD or would you like a certificate to Pepe's?
Oh, I'll take a DVD.
DVD.
Which
all right,
we've
got
want?
Several versions here.
Yep.
Go ahead. Do you remember?
Let's see. Okay, we've got Gunfight Zeal West. We've got the Transportation DVD. We've got Smelter. We've got some singles of the Ghosts of El Paso. We've got Celebration of Our Cultures, MacGuffin Home, Women's Club.
Kay, have you ever figured out the Women's Club?
Mexican Revolution.
Oh, I'll take the Mexican Revolution.
There you go.
Okay, it's
Mexican
a good one.
Revolution.
Really
it's a tour of downtown. And Mexican Revolution basically was fought just across the river, although a bunch of the bullets landed here. But it was planned and equipped in El Paso.
That's true.
And a lot of people don't know that. I mean, the Mexicans didn't trust each other to go into a back room somewhere in Mexico and make a deal.
Well, yeah.
They came to El Paso where they were pretty well sure they weren't going to get shot yet.
Yeah.
So it goes. All right, we got yourself a deal there, and we appreciate you doing it.
And thanks for listening. And I love your history you were just talking about.
Thank you. Can I just say one thing really quickly?
Sure.
I encourage everyone, when you were talking about Crystal Ray, which is part of the Guadalupe's because we were all underwater, and I encourage everyone to go at the end of the month because that's when the leaves turn to McKittrick Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Because people, it's just a secret no one knows about, and it rivals anything you will see on the East Coast. It's absolutely stunning.
On the way to Carlsbad.
That's right.
On the way to Carlsbad, yes.
Also, and you mentioned Crystal Ray. Crystal Ray is not part of the same formations. Crystal Ray is a hypabyssal andesite Pluton. Which means...
Give that man a DVD.
Because I made the DVD, I know that answer. But no, just real quick, that was a rock formation that came up as a molten lava formation. All of the Franklins and the Guadalupe's are sedimentary and moved around quite a bit in their travels.
Ah.
But Crystal Ray is very specifically different. It's part of the Rio Grande Rift. Then that's because of that mess, we still have hot springs up the river by Elephant Butte. So
yeah.
There, Kay.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
And you know how I learned that? Sitting right here listening to people
See,
on this radio show. Okay. All right. Kay's on. Thank you for calling, Kay.
Thank you, Kay.
Put you on hold. Now, don't go away. Our famous call screener du jour, Bernard Sargent, is in there to take your call. And, of course, the guy who runs the electrons is
Sergio Valenzuela.
Thank you very much in the control room there. And he always has a studio audience ready to go.
Well,
thank you
yes.
for that. All right, that's it for trivia now. Shall we take a break?
I think we should.
Sergio says we should.
I'm worn out.
Facebook and going
yes,
on there today, right?
I just got on there, and so I haven't really seen. Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of stuff going on in there. I just got on the page.
It's all busy.
I gotta go look.
Take a look at that. You'll see Patricia Kidney up there several times.
Uh-oh.
And otherwise, call us on the phone if you like.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787.
800-280-8787 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1841. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
We all used to like Pandora before they started interrupting the music over and over. We thought maybe we can do it better than Pandora with our iHeartRadio app. And now we have. Open iHeartRadio, type in an artist you love, and let iHeartRadio build you a station with all that artist's best music and songs we've handpicked to make you a perfect station. And with iHeartRadio, you get more music, fewer interruptions, and it's free. Try it today. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, a couple of things. Don't forget to celebrate our mountains. Look that up on Google or your favorite search engine, Celebration of Our Mountains. And it's a very unusual thing. We were talking about mountains briefly with that lady on the call, okay? But the mountains here are amazing. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have mountains, ha, we got them.
We
so
got
there.
The best ones.
But that's a look at that. And there are people out doing hikes all over the place right now.
Yeah, you do Rocky Mountain High.
Well, you can do it up on the top of a mountain. Right. So also, real quick, the El Paso Museum of Archaeology's 40th anniversary Family Day event is tomorrow, Sunday, October 15th, noon to 4. Come help celebrate the anniversary with archery, dance performances, films, activities, food truck vendors, and more. Public parking available at the Border Patrol Museum, and it is free. Come celebrate the Museum of Archaeology. And you've got something specific to talk about,
well,
a tour.
Well, soon as this show's over, we expect you all to head on over to the 14th Annual Sunset Heights Tour of Homes. It starts at noon and runs till 4 p.m. today. And this is where you get to tour some of those beautiful old Victorian homes over there in the Sunset Heights over, you know, it's a little district over here off of Yendale and Mesa
Porfirio
Street.
Diaz.
Yeah, Porfirio Diaz. And it's just gorgeous. And they've got eight homes that they've got there. Well, Hal Marcus's galleries, or Hal Marcus's home, which is right across from his gallery there on Oregon Street. You've got the Kohlberg home, which is a fascinating house. I mean, you've got to see that place. The Blow, the Powell home, and some of
the Trost home.
The Trost home. Oh, I forgot the Trost.
God.
Can't forget the Trost home.
He lived there.
Yes, and it is wonderful. You always hear him talk about prairie style or arts and crafts. This is where you go
look at that.
Yeah, you'll finally understand what a really cool, how wonderful a style
it's a
is.
Fundraiser for these guys.
Yeah,
as
it's
well.
A fundraiser. And so, you know, go on over there. It's very inexpensive. You get tickets at the Burgess House, which is the Historical Society's house. And you get the tickets there. You can also get tickets at Hal Marcus's gallery, and they have pedicabs if you want to ride those little guys that pedal you around town. And you know, it's a great little event to go to. You can also rent a bike if you feel like you want to ride up and down the hills. or you could just, you know, you can drive to the places or walk if you're feeling up. It's wonderful weather today to do this. So go ahead and head on over there and pick up the tickets and just go enjoy the day. It's a beautiful day to do this.
If you take a look at our Facebook page, you'll see three pictures of Patricia Kidney. And there's one of her just smiling, being a radio lady. That's all, and that's about what you look like now.
Yes.
Except you're in better focus right now.
Oh, good.
Than the picture
yeah,
I put up.
A little fuzzy there. Yes.
Then there's a picture of you shooting a gun somewhere.
That's from the Gunfights of the Old West.
That's right.
The video that you shot with us
that's
back
right.
in 2004.
And there's another picture of her with a microphone explaining the four dead in 5 seconds. And that is downtown El Paso. Let's hear a clip from that one. How about that, young lady?
Cursed. Ooh, what? She cursed on air.
That's
shame.
True.
That brought back some memories, did it not?
Oh, what fun. And I'm, yes.
That's her real personality.
That
I
is
want you
my
to know.
Real personality.
You
that's why
Beulah,
we don't let her drink.
Beulah Moreau's in that event there?
Yes, and I was protesting the fact that my favorite fellow was out of town, John Wesley Hardin.
Oh, dear.
And no one would drink with me or have anything to do with me as Beulah.
Because they didn't want to get
They didn't want to get his wrath down on him. So I made my own fun. I started shooting a gun illegally. I was drunk and disorderly. I was dragged into jail.
Well,
and fined $50.
That's a lot of money.
Yes,
even
it was.
Now.
Yes.
But there's a guy picked you up and walked off with you.
Yes, yes. At that time, they would throw me over their shoulders.
Did you know he was going to do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But one time he did that, and I had a real silky, slippery dress, and I just kept going. He grabbed my ankles right before my head. I just barely missed hitting the ground. At that point, we said no more throwing over the shoulder.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was a heck of a... I was shooting the video. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, it was fun.
Oh, surprise. But that was fun, and that's in the...
Yes.
That's a video we did
yes.
called Gunfights of the Old West. Well, Patricia Kidney is here. That was you in that clip. And also, those are people that are residents of Concordia Cemetery.
That is true. That is true.
Beulah's there.
No, Beulah is not there.
Beulah's not
Beulah
there.
Beulah is the one who paid for the burials and the grave sites of her husband, Martin Morose. June 29th, 1895. And then about 6 weeks later, there she was, burying John Wesley Hardin out there.
Right near him, right?
Right, two graves apart.
Okay, and what happened to her?
Well, Beulah was a businesswoman, wink, wink, and ended up in California on the circuit and eventually drank a lot, had too much nightlife, we might say. And her money ran out. Her daughter was taken back to her father in Texas. And things just really became difficult.
On the wink circuit.
Uh-huh. On the wink-wink circuit.
So
she eventually just took a long sip of laudanum. And she's buried in Sacramento in a pauper's grave.
Okay, so what you've got are people that are residents of Concordia, and that was what that clip was about. But the tell us who else is in Concordia. You've got Civil War people. What else?
Well, you know, when I started thinking about this last night, all of this just bubbled out of me. So I started off talking about our lawmen. We've got the first sheriff of El Paso there. We've got Texas Rangers. You know, the very last legal hanging of Geronimo Potta was conducted in 1900.
And also, he was the guy...
And he's
who killed the ranger.
And he killed Texas Ranger Charles Fusselman. And Fusselman Canyon is named for this incident.
Up on Trans Mountain Road.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we don't know exactly where Geronimo Potta is buried in Concordia. He was such a disgrace to the family. I think they probably just dug a hole and threw him in.
Oh, he's there somewhere.
He is in Concordia, according to the records. Yes.
You got a bunch of religious and medical people in
yes.
there.
And, you know, we've got the people who started the Providence Hospital the Schusters are buried there. We have a memorial to all of the victims of the Spanish influenza. At that time in 1918, El Paso suffered 600 people dying from the Spanish influenza, the largest group on the border.
A bunch of them children.
A lot of children, but a lot of elderly people, young people and elderly people. And so we have that. We, of course, have all kinds of businessmen there. We have several ladies who were instrumental, and I like to talk about the ladies. Of course, we have Lady Flo there. And Lady Flo was, as we said, the black lady who was a common law wife of Lord Beresford.
But she was not a shady lady.
No, she was not a shady lady, not at all. And she helped him build his cattle ranch up in Mexico. They owned property here in El Paso. But because of the laws against mixed marriages, they were never married, although they talked about it. And she went by Lady Flo, but she's buried there. And I might tell you that we're very pleased to have her grave site area improved. We've planted 4 chinaberry trees. We're going to be having some benches moved in there as those trees grow.
And you got a really good reenactor wandering around doing her now.
Patricia Wickham is one of the most thorough reenactors I've ever run across.
She was in here. Remember that?
Yes. I've been doing this for 25 years. And she not only researched the local history, she did all of these things. She has newspaper clippings from Australia and New York.
About Lady Flo.
About Lady Flo and about the family of Lords Beresford for their reasons for sending him away to start with. He was sort of the black sheep of the family. And they said, you know, you're embarrassing us. Go to the continent and make your way. Do not embarrass us in our own land.
And he ended up in El Paso.
And he ended up in Chihuahua, Mexico, and in El Paso.
Well, I thought he had married her in Mexico.
They talked about it. They actually, right before he took that last fatal trip, they talked about getting married when he returned.
We need to take a break here. Patricia Kidney is in the house. We got a lot left to talk about as far as Concordia. And the major event to know today is next week's major event.
That's right.
On the 21st. What time does that start?
Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning.
And goes
till 3 in the afternoon.
And that's at Concordia. All kinds of things going on. And some people we should thank, or some of them are sitting around here right now.
Oh, big time.
The Six Guns and Shady Ladies for sure.
They'll be out there.
Yeah,
they'll have 2 shows going on that day.
For doing that. All right, taking a break here. Call us up or Facebook us if you need to.
You can go Facebook us at the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, or you can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Almost 2 centuries ago, Lieutenant W.H. Emory, guided by the legendary Kit Carson, led his army through the Black Range Mountains. Emory Pass is named for him. And just over a century ago, this was the summer lands of the Chiricahua Warm Springs Apache. Magnificent scenery highlights the curvy drive through the Black Range and over the 8,200-foot Emory Pass. Now, we're not an army, and we're not a tribe in the traditional sense of the word. We're just a group of hogs riding our iron horses this Sunday to a place magazines have written up as one of the greatest climbs in the country. Along the way, our trip will include great views of the Hurley Open Pit Mine and the Kneeling Nun Rock Formation. But the best view of all will be that of you and your friends riding across vistas that have been millions of years in the making. Your adventure can be as much a part of history as Kit Carson or Geronimo. Saddle up at Barnett Harley Davidson. Take a quick look at BarnettHarley.com because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text COURSE to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text COURSE to 35517. That's COURSE to 35517.
We believe that the best Halloween ever is yours for the taking. That's why HalloweenCostumes.com/iHeart has over 10,000 costumes, including 2,000 made exclusively for you. Your favorite movie, your favorite artist, your favorite food. We have them all, from video games to fairy tale princesses, in sizes infant to adult 8X. 10,000 options await you at HalloweenCostumes.com. /iHeart. And why HalloweenCostumes.com/iHeart? Because we're partnering with them to get you 15% off. Go to HalloweenCostumes.com/iHeart and own Halloween.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You need to go on Facebook to remember in El Paso when Barbara's got all kinds of things posted there, all kinds of pictures of Concordia, stuff I've never seen. And I think some of you guys hadn't seen this one about Hardin's grave prior to it becoming caged. And it got caged at some point.
It was caged in 2003.
Yeah, okay, this is way back. All right, got a couple things to tell you real quick. The Casas Grandes pottery and painted watercolors from the Tom Lee Collection are now available at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology up until the 31st. Tom Lee Sr. acquired a whole bunch of Casas Grandes pottery in the 1920s, and his son painted them as an art exhibit, and some of that stuff is on display out there at the Museum of Archaeology, a major event on the 29th. Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m., talking about Tom Lee and those paintings. But also, just to remind you, Tom Lee Month is upon us. And go to tomlee.com or tomlee.net, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. Adair was in the paper this morning having dedicated a whole trail across Texas. So take a look at that. What do you got?
Well, I've got what's going on up there in Las Cruces. You can go to the Border Archives Bazaar. That's today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Farm and Ranch Museum in Las Cruces. Experience the history on the border, and it's free, and you can see manuscripts, maps, publications, films, and more. They're highlighting the unique history and culture of the area, and there's a dozen institutions that are participating in this event on both sides of the border. You've got UTEP's going to be there, New Mexico State University, and there's all kinds of different archives and groups that are going to be there. The archival collections contain photographs, materials, on an international scale also. They've got the Taft-Diaz presidential visit, Mexican Revolution, United States Cavalry, the El Paso area and such. You've got all kinds of great things going on. So head on up there to the Farm and Ranch Museum up there in Las Cruces. And I think Dennis Daly is actually at the Farm and Ranch Museum. So if you need to call him today, call him at 575-646-4756 if you want more details.
A little bit left time in this hour here, but we got to get out shortly. Tell us about one or two mayors. You've got Ben Dowell?
We've got Ben Dowell buried at the cemetery, and we've just located his grave recently, and we've ordered a headstone that's in process of being completed, and we'll let everyone know when we have that dedication.
And Simeon Hart?
Simeon Hart. We found his grave as well, and we've also got a headstone in the mill for him.
Simeon was moved from under the freeway, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, and I believe in the 50s.
But that was over by Hart's Mill
by
itself.
Hart's Mill, that's true. And we just found him last year in 2016.
He'd been wandering aimlessly.
Yes,
he's
there.
Been avoiding you for a long
yes,
time.
Yes, but you know what? Eventually, I'll get you.
Patricia Kidney's in the house. Talk to her next hour as well about things going on at Concordia and how they connect all over El Paso to El Paso history. Shall we see you after the news?
I think so. I think I'll be here.
Let's do that.
Back.
I think I'll stick around.
See you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.